On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
My king in Pretoria 27. Johannesburg bereik vandag 'n maksimum van 25 grade.
In Sunning Hill on the N1 southbound, there are roadworks, traffic restrictions towards Rivonia Road.
Die Suid-Afrikaanse Weerdiens voorspel die meeste dele van die land gaan hierdie naweek uiters weer beleef. Dit weens 'n intense weerstelsel en 'n laadruk afsnystelsel wat die land na verwagting van Saterdag tot Maandag sal beïnvloed. Die woordvoerder van die Weerdiens, Andre Fourie.
This system is characterized that it's a cold core system. So it's colder than the surroundings. So as that moves over, it brings in colder air over Gauteng, and that along with the cloudy conditions and the rain is all contributing to that drop in the temperatures.
En ander groot nuus vandag, die stigter van Gift of the Givers, Imtiaz Suleiman, eis 'n ondersoek na die owerheid vir binnelandse sake en grensbestuur 153 Palestynse vlugtelinge gister vir 13 uur by Oor Tambo internasionale lughawe aangehou het. Suleiman het gesê die vertragings was polities gemotiveer teen spite van herhaalde versekerings dat passasiers kon afklim. Hy het staatsamptenare Durco en die media geloof vir hul hulp met die oplossing van die situasie.
We want an investigation because South Africa's international reputation has been severely damaged by someone in Home Affairs who has caused us to cause embarrassment to our country and a week before the G20. This has to be investigated.
Ons verskuif nou ons aandag na die toename in aanlyn dobbelary in Suid-Afrika. Die gewildheid daarvan het toegeneem veral onder jong mense. November word erken as dobbelbewustheidsmaand in Suid-Afrika. Lebogang Sengoheng van Responsible Gambling sê al meer mense soek hulp.
Just over two financial years, we had successfully referred in 2023-2024 financial year 2,662 people seeking help for counseling and treatment. In the financial year 24-25, we saw 4,166, which is a 55% increase of people calling in for help because they are having problematic gambling.
Hierdie 23-jarige verduidelik net hoe maklik dit is vir enige iemand om aanlyn te dobbel.
It makes it more appealing and more accessible because unlike your regular betting houses where they will tell you that there's an age limit here, you can easily put in your parents' ID number and use them as your profile to get money. You know, unlike having to go to bet bars where the moment you get there, they require your ID from you. There's a lot of security and it's kind of like hard for young people to make bets. So when it's on your phone, it's far more accessible because it's just your ID number, your phone number. Some don't even require your ID number. So you just put in your cell phone number and you're good to go.
Vir meer oor Suid-Afrika se dobbelkrisis, besoek jacaranda.fm.com en klik op nuus. Nog nuus uit die buiteland, 2 mense is dood na grondverskuiwing in Indonesië. Ten minste 21 ander word vermis. Die grondverskuiwing het 3 dorpe getref en huise begrawe en beskadig. En teen slotte Jeff Bezos se Blue Origin het sy nuwe Glenn 4-paal met 2 NASA ruimtuie aan boord suksesvol gelanseer. Dit vir sy reis na Mars, die sending se hoofwetenskaplike Rob Lillis.
Past missions that we've sent to Mars to understand the interaction of the solar wind with planet have only been single spacecraft missions. So ESCAPADE gives us what you might call a stereo perspective, 2 different vantage points simultaneously. This will allow us to really make measurements we've never made before and to characterize the system in a way we couldn't characterize it before.
Action al September, meer nie som 12 uur.